This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are leftists who want to pass a law to protect Robert Mueller. Special prosecutor or special counsel Robert Mueller from Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to you listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed that the left want to protect a man who doesn't need protecting? The left is good about this. Who do the left protect? They protect women. Women don't need protecting. Conservative women would admit, we don't need any protecting. We got our men. We have guns. We have rights. We have laws. And we have ourselves. We can protect ourselves. I'm talking about against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Women are amazingly good at it. Certainly conservative women are. Leftist women are the ones who need protecting. Because they're used to hanging on the coattails of men. They're used to, getting menial, to taking the crazy classes in college and having nothing to fall back on for jobs except, those guys. Yeah, they're the ones that get stinking drunk and you have to pass laws that say, hey, look, if you go out and get stinking drunk, people shouldn't take advantage of you. It's leftist women to do these kinds of things. Conservative women are like, I don't need laws for these types of things. I know how to protect myself. I have common sense. But not the left. Not those women. What about black folks? Do they need protecting? Oh, of course not. But leftists go, we got to protect those silly Negroes. They don't know what they're doing over there. They don't know how to vote. If we don't tell them how to vote, how are those black people going to vote? They were slaves. They've been oppressed. Their brains are fried. Some of them argue that we aren't as smart as they are, so they need to protect us. I'm going to tell you something. I've met a lot of black folks. Not many of them need protecting. We know how to protect ourselves. But leftists say, no, you need protection. Mexicans, too. One of the most machismo group of people on the planet. Go up to a Mexican dude and say something about his mama or whatever. Man, what you say to me, man? Shoot. They get the switchblade out. Let's go, hombre. Come on, ese. They go to town. They're ready for battle. But no, the left will tell them, hey, we got to protect you. When you come over here, illegally, you bandito. We got to make sure you don't have to live in the shadows. It's crazy how they want to protect folks. But anyway, now they want to protect Robert Mueller. They want to protect Mueller from Donald Trump. Here's what a buddy of mine sent me. He says, many in Congress are calling for a new law, a law to prevent Trump from firing Mueller. Now, keep in mind, this is a constitutional thing that the president can do. He has the constitutional authority to fire a special counsel. It is up to him and the top officials within the Justice Department, nobody else. And these separation of powers are what are inherent in the Constitution, and yet, there are people going, you need to pass a law that doesn't let the president protect himself. Yeah. But here's what's most interesting about it. Forget the fact that it would be unconstitutional to do that. It's the idea that Trump's not going to fire Mueller. He said it publicly many times. Why would Trump fire Mueller when he's so enjoying Mueller kicking his own butt? Why would you fire a guy? I mean, that's just fun to watch. Donald Trump probably plays back video of Mueller and Comey in the FBI. He gets Melania and Little Barron down. They get out they got to have a media room in the White House. And they just sit down and watch and laugh. Just laugh. All these leftists, all these crazy people. I bet if I were the president, I would have a team that did nothing but assemble clips of Hillary Clinton talking in India, talking about, all the best people voted for me. And then Donald Trump hates black people, he hates women, he hates Robert Mueller, he hates Mexicans, and he hates Guatemalan midgets. And they would laugh. Oh, man. Donald Trump has said publicly, I ain't firing Mueller. So why the narrative? That's the question you should be asking yourself. Why do the left want Mueller fired? They want him fired. When they tell you, he better not fire him, they really want him fired. Now, they want him fired not only because they think it would be, you know, they want Trump to do it and they think it would backfire on him. There's some other reason as to why they want this dude fired. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because Mueller can't get them what they want. So now, the only way for them to get what they want is to get Trump to fire Mueller. Trump has said multiple times, I'm not going to fire Mueller. Trump does far worse, though. Have you intrigued? What does Trump do that's far worse than firing Mueller? You guys, come on, tell me. You, tell me. I can hear you. The audience can hear you. You don't know, right? But you do understand I'm right, correct? Yes, my producers know that I'm right. So, Trump does something far worse than firing Mueller. You want to know what it is? He keeps Mueller dancing in his tweets. Dancing in the tweets. Was it down in Phoenix dancing in the tweets? Alabama, they're dancing in the tweets. Yeah, he's dancing in the tweets. Mueller is Trump's muse at this point. He is fodder for Donald Trump. President Trump takes whatever Mueller does and he just tweets about it. He just goes to town on him. Because he tweeted just recently, Mueller's added another Democrat to his team. Another anti-Trump Democrat. He's got a team full of Democrats that are all, most of them are embroiled in controversy. And he adds another Democrat. He tweeted that. It's a fact. I didn't even know that. Did you? Well, if you're following his tweets, now you do. And many people go, I didn't even know that, just like me. So then they go, ooh, that's not good. But he goes, well, I ain't firing him. I'm just letting you know what he's doing. Mueller's now investigating, you know, blah, blah, blah. It has nothing to do with collusion. Why isn't he looking at Hillary? Look, I talked about this the other day. I don't need to rehash it. But Trump doesn't just say, here's what Mueller's going after me. He says, Mueller's going after me, which I don't care. But here's where he should be going. And that second piece is the key. So I'm going to tell you something. I believe there will come a point in the very near future where the Democrats are begging Mueller to wrap it up, step down. They don't want to see the case gone, but they're going to say, end it in a way that it leaves it hanging. You know, like, it was it when they have a hung jury where they say, it's a hung jury, but it doesn't mean that you're not guilty. We reserve the right to bring this back or blah, blah, blah. They're going to be begging him to do that. I'm telling you, watch it. This is what I predict. Trump does not want to fire Mueller. Mueller gives him the platform to keep the information flowing against the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, crazy news to report. Crazy, crazy news. Nazi dog. Have you heard this story? About the Nazi dog. Nazi dog. You ever heard of such a thing? Anyway, here's the deal. This Scottish man gets convicted. Get this. Convicted of a hate crime for making his pug do a Nazi salute on YouTube. This story comes from The Telegraph UK. A man who filmed his girlfriend's dog performing Nazi salutes. It's tough not to laugh. What? Exactly. You're laughing over there. Nazi salutes. And he posted the footage on YouTube. And he's been convicted of a hate crime. Guys, before I go any further, let me tell you something. There are areas of the world now where you speaking your mind. I'm not talking about being divisive towards anybody, like saying, I want the Sultan killed or the President killed or whatever. I'm talking about just disagreeing, saying, you know what, I think these Islamic bombings, they've been growing over the decades, and I think Islam could potentially be a threat. Jailed. When you hear that they want to put you in jail in California, and in Canada too, by the way, Canada was looking to pass a law that said you must use the selective pronouns of these Nazi LGBT folks, you know, that believe you that there are 100 different genders, and you have to use their pronouns or you could be arrested. That's how crazy the leftist world has become. So anyway, this man filmed his girlfriend's dog doing Nazi salutes. He posts this footage on YouTube, and he's convicted of a hate crime. And what's funny about this particular situation is in the very same place where that occurred, a Muslim dude raped a young girl, like a 13-year-old girl, a 19-year-old guy rapes a 13-year-old girl, and he gets probation. But in the very same location, a dude jokingly puts his dog on YouTube doing Nazi salutes, and this guy has been convicted of a crime and is probably going to go to prison. Mark Meachin, age 30, recorded the pug Buddha. And how's that for some irony? Buddha. Buddha responding to statements including, "This is sick, but it's too funny. Gas the Jews." Of course, look, I'm completely pro-Jew. Certainly the people at ZOA that invited me to their event know that, and my Jewish friends, but this is funny. So he tells his dog, "Gas the Jews," and the dog raises his paw. And then he tells him, "Sing Heil, Sing Heil," and the dog raises his paw. That's hysterical. I'm sorry to laugh. It just tickles me because it's so, first of all, it's a joke. I can get my dog to raise his paw for tons of stuff because all you got to do is give him a signal, you know, like a raise your hand, and there he raises his paw. And it's obviously a joke. I mean, I don't know this guy, Mark Meachin. I don't think Mark Meachin cares about the Hitler and neo-Nazi. And even if he did, who cares? It's his dog. Look, I'm going to tell you something. It is despicable. As I find neo-Nazis and Black Panthers and all these people that have these crazy ideologies that where they believe color is the reason why they, you know, should inherit all the blessings of God or whatever. Whatever their ilk, they're a bunch of ignorant Neanderthals. But that's a whole thing beside it. I don't really care. If you want to train your dog to raise his fist when you say black power, should you be arrested? What kind of nonsense world do these people live in? Buddha. Buddha. They say gas the Jews and old Buddha raises his fist. Black power. Here's the thing. I wonder, did you know that it was a pug that died in at United in the overhead thing? The black pug. I haven't seen Buddha. I haven't seen the video. I'm going to watch the video. Maybe we should all watch it and then you guys can comment to me about it. But I'm going to suspect that Buddha is not a black pug. I think Buddha's probably one of those light-skinned pugs with the dark eyes. I'm just saying, I don't think Buddha is a pug of color. I'm going to have one of you guys look that up on the internet for me before we get through with this segment. I don't know if we'll make it, but find out if Buddha is a dog of color, a pug of color, or if he's a white pug. Because I'm suspecting Buddha's a white pug. Sig Heil. Oh, man. Okay, so back to Mark. So Mark Meachin, age 30, and it's his girlfriend's pug. I don't know the backdrop of this. Nor do I care. I'm telling you right now, I don't even care. If Nazis want to teach their dogs the Sig Heil with their, you know, and raise their paw, good for them. Do you think the dog really knows what he's doing? Give me a treat and, you know, hey, I'll lick myself. You know what I'm saying? That's what a dog is like. Give me a treat. I'll do what you want me to do. If that's the way I have to get fed, I'll perform. Even the most stupid dog will get a treat. And for those of you who say, my dog won't do it, yay, well, let your dog get hungry enough. And then you get a little bag of treats and you say, sit. And you teach it how to sit. That dog will sit. A dog is a smart animal. Even dumb dogs are smarter than the average leftist. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. Anyway, Mark Meacham, 30, takes Buddha, teaches him a couple of Nazi things, but he could have been saying, you know, Oprah's really skinny. And Buddha would have been, how you look? Buddha wanted the food. Buddha didn't care what he was asked. Barack Obama was my hero. Buddha raises his hand. Hillary Clinton is a runway model. Buddha, Heil, Heil Hitler. Buddha was going to raise his paw because Buddha wants to eat. Or dogs like performing for their masters. God knows, look at the black people that are Democrats. I mean, come on. These people will do whatever they say. Hey, black people, say FDR was an amazing guy, a racist Democrat. We love us some FDR. FDR, so what? He appointed racists onto the Supreme Court. So what? He said he'd never take a picture with a black man. We love us some FDR. Give me some more FDR. Or what about LBJ? We love us LBJ. So what? He hated black people. So what? He called black people the N-word. So what? He said I'll have them N-words voting Democrat for the next 100 years because they so stupid. I don't even care. And they, Buddha is brilliant. Buddha's freaking Einstein in comparison to these clowns over here. They don't even have to get fed. Anyway, Mark Meacham, age 30, teaching Buddha, the Heil Hitler, he's arrested following complaints about the video, which were viewed more than 3 million times after it was uploaded. Get this, 2 years ago. And this guy is going to prison, while a Muslim who raped a girl, he gets out on, you know, his own recognizance. Be good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Oh, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day.
I always like doing stuff like that with my producers because they're all looking at me like, man, what you doing? Yeah, especially when I come out with a song like that because they don't know where that comes from. They're like, Kevin, where, why don't you know? How you know all them white songs? You don't see no black people songs? I know some black people songs. Oh, this is the good news section. Oh, it's a good day for singing a song. Oh, it's a good day for rolling along. I don't know the, I don't even know who does that, but I know that it's a real feel-good song. It's a good day from morning till night. And it is. It's a good day. It's not just a good day. It's a great day. You want to know why? Because the teacher who called the military the lowest of the low, you remember that teacher? That teacher got fired. Yeah, go ahead. Congratulate yourselves. Let me do it for you. Come on. Let's clap. Congratulations. That teacher was fired. He was a Mexican dude. And he was like, well, you know, if you join the military, you're all stupid anyway. You remember who else said something like that? John Kerry. Secretary of State John Kerry. You remember when France got attacked, he brought James Taylor over to sing, You've Got a Friend. France goes through a Muslim attack. And John Kerry says, hey, where's that folk singer that sings, You Got a Friend? When you're down and trouble and you need a helping And here's the deal. I love James Taylor. He's crazy. I mean, I know his politics was pretty jacked up. And he did agree to do that with John Kerry. And I know at one point he was an atheist. But I think he found God. But anyway, yeah. You got a friend. How stupid is that? And there's Kerry sitting there and James Taylor. I've seen James Taylor in concert many times. I love the dude, really. I love his song. I love his voice. I love the way he plays guitar. I wish I could play guitar like him. But he's nutcase. And to agree to do that, I would say, look, just send a recording over. Come on, John Kerry. Do you really need me to go? But James went. Yeah, I guess a free trip to Paris or whatever. And they were sitting next to each other like they were doing a little, you know, well, hey, James. It looked like one of those NPR interviews like, well, James, let's talk about your career in music. Hey, John, thanks for bringing it up. Oh, man. Anyway, back to the teacher. So this teacher says, lowest of the low, same thing John Kerry said of people that go into the military. These kids that go into the military, they don't have much of a chance. They're dummies. Yeah. Now, he went in because he wanted to serve his country. Yeah, he wanted to make sure everybody knew, I'm going to go fight for America. Then what did he do? He just came back and narked on a bunch of his fellow Vietnam vets.
they were doing things in those villages, there's just that and the other, and blah, 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 and I served, and I got all my purple hearts. He got purple hearts for a hangnail. Purple hearts because, you know, I don't know, he burned his hair when he was pressing it, when he was curling it or something. Purple hearts for what? Clipping his nose hairs? Clipping toenails. He got his purple hearts for clipping toenails. Ow, 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 ow. I was wounded in battle. I went down to the quick. Oh, my goodness. Teacher fired, calling the military the lowest of the low. Okay, whatever. I talked about this. I'm just going to go through some news because we got a lot of news to cover here. Donald Trump tweeted something that I think is very interesting and very telling. He said, Department of Justice should have urged the Supreme Court to at least hear the driver's license case on illegal immigrants in Arizona. I agree with that, Lou Dobbs. Should have sought review. So Lou Dobbs obviously tweeted something about the DOJ should have had the Supreme Court hear this case about illegals getting licenses. But what Trump is saying, this is what I love about this. He's saying, that didn't go unnoticed on me. See, the Democrats are scheming. They're scheming all around the country. In Illinois, they're going to, hey, you know, get this license. And then that license for illegals will allow you to vote. Then you can, you know, nobody can question you. In California, get this. Now when you get your driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. Automatically registered. Now, it's not like Australia where you are forced to vote. But that's the next step. California will begin. I'm telling you right now, don't be shocked. If California says, if you don't vote, we're going to charge you a $100 fine that you'll pay when you need to pick up your welfare check or some needed government service. Don't be fooled for 1 second. That's going to be the next step. So I love that. Here's what this says about Donald Trump. He's watching all these things. People don't think this guy is tuned in. Somebody made the comment. I played a clip earlier in the broadcast. Made a comment. Donald Trump doesn't read his, you know, even if he doesn't read his things about foreign policy or whatever else. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump is the most He has his finger on the pulse of everything happening in government more than any president in modern history, and I include Ronald Reagan. Donald Trump is so tuned in, it's not alarming in a bad way, it's alarming in a good way. It makes you wonder, how does he put that much knowledge in there? How does he regulate that stuff? It certainly tells you how the guy turned out to be a billionaire, and I'll tell you something else. If Donald Trump was a vicious billionaire, like, say, Bloomberg or Zuckerberg or some of these other Bergs that are out there, I'm telling you, he'd be worth $250 billion. If somewhere along the line Trump hadn't grown a conscience and said, you know what, this is not fair, what's happening to the American public, he'd be worth $250 billion. Easy. He'd be investing. He'd know exactly where to put his money. This dude is, he's that astute. I'm telling you, I'm a believer. I'm not a huge fan necessarily of the style. I'm not. I'll tell you that right now. But I can overlook style because the results are absolutely amazing. Here's another tweet that I think was very interesting, and I've been talking about this for a bit. And we'll get into this because this has to do with the whole Fast and Furious and all these different things that are going to become all these Obama-era scandals. But there's one involving McCabe, and a guy's tweets, his name is Stonewall Jackson. He says, the media better be careful defending Andrew McCabe. He says, from everything I'm hearing, there's so much evidence against McCabe of years of dirty dealings and dirty politics. That's a sinking ship. This guy is alluding that even the leftists are smart enough to know, look, we got to jettison this guy. The IG report, he says, is absolutely going to destroy McCabe. Charges will be coming. Wow. Charges will be coming. Remember when I told you guys what Eric Holder said about? He said this. I said about 8 months ago that the actions and integrity of the men and women at the DOJ FBI would be unfairly questioned. It's happening. Can you imagine this guy believing that they're being unfairly questioned with everything that we know? But he says this, and it will get worse. Be prepared. Be strong. You have the support of millions committed to truth, justice, and the defense of the nation. Okay? So, Holder knows. Comey knows. Many of these people know exactly what's happening here, folks. This is not good news. I don't know what. I'm anxious as anybody else to see what else is going to come on McCabe. And we know that when it comes to things that happen inside of the government, things move very slowly. They move very slowly. What we've been able to see in the last year plus, quite frankly, is like light speed compared to what normally happens in government. And I want you to take heart, especially Carl, who's contacted me and said, Kevin, I don't believe anything's going to happen. I suspect, Carl, listening to the program, is starting to get a little bit more of a glimmer of hope. Carl, if I'm right, let me know. I think some of you, many of you, and I'd like to know, I want to get your feedback. Give us a shout at kjradio.com or give us a call at 844-551-8255. But I'd really like to know, are you starting to feel a little bit more like, wow, things are starting to happen? And now, I don't want to be biased and tell you, I've been talking about it, and I don't want you to think about it from my perspective. I really want your opinion about it. If I help frame that out, that's fine. But I want to know what your thoughts are. Given maybe where you were a year ago, did you think Hillary is going to be brought to justice? Do you think Barack Obama is going to be brought to justice? Do you think Comey, McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Susan Rice, Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton, and on down the line? There, we have a meme that shows all the people that are connected to this so far, not the minions. There are many minions inside, like the NSA, the FISA court judges, and others that are going to probably get caught up in all of this. But just look at that list of people and the ones who are in trouble and ask yourself, do you really think they're going to get away with this? Can all of those people suddenly die? Can all those people hold out? Because McCabe, I think, is, as I said, he's ground zero for this. Not because he's the person that initiated it, but because he's the one that finds himself in the hottest water. So I'm curious what you think. And I believe we're getting signs from guys like Eric Holder that says, it will get worse. I believe him. For them.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I tweeted, I talked about a tweet that Eric Holder talked about or did a while back. It was I said about 8 months ago that the actions and integrity of men and women of the DOJ and FBI would be unfairly questioned. It's happening. And it will get worse. Be prepared. Be strong. You have the support of millions committed to the truth, justice, and the defense of this nation. And I said, that's Eric Holder, who's actually telling you that he's afraid. That he understands that the men and women at the DOJ and the FBI were definitely crooks, And it is going to get worse. That's the only part of it that's true in the statement. But they've done this America a complete disservice. And here's one of the things that came up that I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, but this is from justice.gov. Department of Justice enters into conditional settlement agreement to produce fast and furious documents to the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. This happened on March the 7th. The Department of Justice entered into this agreement with the House on Oversight and Justice for whatever, and will begin to produce additional documents related to Operation Fast and Furious. Now, I bring this up because Eric Holder's back into the spotlight. This is a guy that should have disappeared. Why isn't he? And he tweets about Comey. He tweets about all these things. Oh, Donald Trump, he's mean-spirited, this, that, and the other. And then we find out they're now going to look again in the scandal-free administration of Barack Obama requesting these documents. Now, thankfully, Judicial Watch has requested lots of stuff, and that's how we've gotten to some things. The IG has responded to it, Inspector General Horowitz, and we've gotten some answers. And, of course, we've got Julian Assange of WikiLeaks to thank for most of what has happened over the past couple years. But they said this conditional settlement agreement filed in federal court in D.C. would end 6 years of litigation arising out of the previous administration's refusal to produce documents requested by the committee. In announcing the settlement, Attorney General Sessions said, "The Department of Justice under my watch is committed to transparency and the rule of law. This settlement agreement is an important step to make sure that the public finally receives all the facts related to Operation Fast and Furious." Now, for those of you who have forgotten, Operation Fast and Furious was gun running into Mexico. And it was allowed by the Fed, by Barack Obama's Fed, under the watchful eye of Eric Holder. Now, people are going, what was that all about, Kevin? You know, let me tell you what it was about. It was about getting gun dealers in trouble. That's what I think part of the thing was. But the bigger part, the bigger picture of it was they wanted to, supposedly they were going to mark these guns and see where they ended up. But they were trying to get the cartel to have enough ammunition so they could allow for an influx of illegals and we would be able to offer them amnesty under the refugees status versus strictly illegals. It would be a way for the United States government under Barack Obama to say every illegal in this country is now protected as a refugee. That's not the way it was proposed. That's not how people talked about it. But that's what it was about. And Eric Holder and Barack Obama are knee-deep in the scandal as to how it happened. And of course, they say they were scandal-free. This is why you were so lucky that we got Donald Trump elected. Now, let's go back to Sessions. People, you know, like I talked the other day, people want to blame Jeff Sessions. You know, he's a meek kind of same guy. I know he's a very nice guy, very amiable. You know, he's amicable guy. He just, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, got that old southern thing. And I think, quite frankly, it may be more disarming than people realize that he may be more of a real lion underneath that than he lets people on to be. That's a lot of way the country folks are. They come at you. Ray Charles called it, what do you call it, a country dumb. Because people think you're dumb, but you're really smart. They call it country dumb. I think that's the term. I'm not sure. But the context that it's used in is that people think because you talk like this here, you must be stupid. And so they think of you as country dumb, when in fact, you're smarter than they are. And I'm thinking, Sessions may be fooling a lot of these folks. What do you think is going to come out of this? I don't know. I'd be curious to get your thoughts, kjradio.com, or give us a call at 844-551-8255. So these ominous warnings that are coming from, you know, Holder, Comey, and others, watch out, be careful, whoo! By the way, Barack Obama, that I know of, did not chime in on the McCabe story. But here's another one that came out. An investigation of the FBI. A top House Republican, get this, is preparing to subpoena the Justice Department for records gathered by its inspector general in the review of how the FBI handled its 2016 investigation of Hillary Clinton. I go back to that quote, that tweet rather, from Eric Holder. More is coming. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm not an insider. I don't know what more is coming, but I do know more is coming. Lawmakers have clamored. According, this is according to two GOP sources, but they say lawmakers have clamored to obtain the 1.2 million documents that the Inspector General Michael Horowitz has gathered in his investigation, which has already led to the ouster of FBI Director Andrew McCabe and on the eve of his retirement. But so far, Republicans have complained that the Justice Department has turned over only a few thousand of the documents. Representative Bob Goodlatte out of Virginia, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is preparing to issue an imminent subpoena to the department to produce the documents. Now, I mentioned to you guys before, according to Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, he sued the Trump administration more than he sued Obama to get documents. In the earlier thing I just talked about where they're looking into Fast and Furious, I don't know what precipitated that, but it is happening. This particular thing now, given that Sessions is now saying, let's start opening up the Komodo, is this the beginning of looking at all this stuff? Is this the beginning of looking into the VA scandal? Is it the beginning of looking more into Benghazi? I'll be honest with you. I don't want to hear about some of the old stuff. We have enough with just what the FBI has done in the Hillary Clinton investigation to last a lifetime. 1.2 million documents that Michael Horowitz has in his possession around this investigation that led him to essentially just open up a can of worms on the Democrats, and that has led to the firing of McCabe, who, by the way, many insiders are saying is only the tip of the iceberg. I told you guys of a tweet from Stonewall Jackson, a guy that we mutually follow each other on Twitter, and he says, what you're going to find out from Inspector General Horowitz on McCabe is going to make Democrats run from him as far as they can, like he's been nuclear irradiated. They're going to get out of there. Now, again, I don't know what's there. All I know is that to be a Democrat today associated with Hillary Clinton and soon to be associated with Barack Obama, you are toxic. It means you've got nobody's going to want to touch you. And I gave you guys some things to look for. I said, watch how the media at some point starts to handle Donald Trump. Watch the slow transition from late night comics to where they no longer ridicule. They're still ridiculing him right now. They're still talking smack because they're holding on to the vestige of maybe we can take him down. Maybe Stormy Daniels will do him in. Maybe the Republicans will lose the House. Let me tell you something right now. Number one, I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 more. The Republicans are not going to lose the House. In fact, I think they'll gain seats in the House. They'll gain seats in the Senate, undoubtedly. And the moment that election ends, and it goes the way that I just told you, you're going to watch the Democrats start running for cover in a way you've never seen before. They are going to bolt. You're going to hear people talking. I know. I need an immunity deal. I need this or that. And you're going to watch the wheels fall off their wagon so fast it'll blow your mind. Because that's it. They will have a full, solid 4 years of Donald Trump with control of the House and the Senate. A man who knows how to get things done, they will know that Donald Trump is going to get reelected because their plan is thwarted. And you're going to watch the rats jump ship, I mean, like you've never seen before. So hold out. I honestly think you're going to start seeing the deck chairs get shuffled pretty quickly now, certainly by the end of summer. But when the day comes after November, you're going to have the best Christmas ever, and you're going to watch Democrats going bananas. You think you're having fun watching these clowns now? You give it a few months, and it's going to be game on.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.